Verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There's some things that has happened in my life, and I believe in your life. As I stand here this morning, the spirit of fear is real.
Amen.
It is truly real. It's so real that you can feel it come at times.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like you get a pain or you get something, and that enemy comes, that spirit comes as quick as can be. And begin to tell you, you've got this or you've got that, and on and on. And a lot of times the danger is that we act upon that spirit and begin to believe what that spirit is trying to put upon us or do to us. I can tell you that. I've seen people. There's people that's afraid to get in an elevator. There's people afraid to even drive at certain times because they say, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Well, God did not give us that spirit. Do you hear me?
Amen.
The Bible says we're more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us. I can tell you now, even when Paul was facing things, it was so wonderful that the Lord said, Paul, be not afraid. For I'm with you. In other words, there was something there that was going to try to cause him to fear. But God said to him, fear not, Paul, I'm with you. Isn't it wonderful when he looked at the disciples and he said to the disciples, lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. It's something. You know, a lot of people are scared of death. Do you hear me? Scared of dying. We're getting older and older. And it seemed like we get troubled with that. You know, but yet the Bible tells me to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't it something today, church, that Paul, this apostle teacher that I read to you, he said it wouldn't be much better. He would desire to go to be with Christ, but he stayed here to get the gospel to the world. Amen to God. In hazardous times, Paul would say, what shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus? There was nothing could separate him. Death, life, stoning, shipwreck, all of these things, Paul had committed everything to Christ, and Christ became everything to Paul, that he may win Christ at the end of this. It's something. The reason Paul wanted to stay upon this earth is to get the gospel to those that are lost. Do you hear that?
Amen.
That tells me that the Lord, I believe this, that when the Lord's done with whoever he's using, he'll call you home. He'll take you home when he makes that decision. I can say, Lord, I want to stay here to preach your gospel. I love my family. I love my wife and that. It would hurt. Do you hear that? It would hurt, but nevertheless. But nevertheless, I do not fear death, because I passed from death unto life in Christ Jesus. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. Do you hear that? If I give up me, I can get him. Do you hear me? He doesn't come halfway. He doesn't come some way. When I got saved, I got saved. Do you hear me? I believe you must be born again of the Spirit, and when that happens, you will desire a hunger and a thirst you never had before, because it takes the Spirit of God to give you a hunger and thirst for God. Amen. Do you hear that? No man can come to the Father except through Christ, except he draws us. And I said, God, draw me deeper. Take me in. It's like a man walking out into the water. He can look at the water, but usually and it's not too deep at the edge of it, but further he gets in there, the less you see of him. Do you hear me? The further I go into Christ, the less you're going to see of me, brother. After a while, it's no longer me. It's all about Christ. My heart, mind, body, soul, and strength is totally, my affections are on things above. Oh, God, do you hear that? To be earthly minded, pastor, Amen. Is death. But to be spiritually minded is peace and joy and life in the precious Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. I can tell you right now, if I take my next breath, I'll be with him in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
Do you hear me? You can put that body in the casket, but oh, that new man, Christ, I'm walking with him. Oh, I'm supping with him. I love him. I desire him. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I've seen this. Church, I've seen it happening. Now, I love you, and I must tell you what the Lord shows me, gives me to give to the body of Christ. Not to hurt the body, but to edify the body in Christ. You know, a lot of us, I've seen it happen. I've heard it happen. You go to the doctor. You go there. He gives you this prescription. He gives you that. He gives you that. When you open up your medicine cabinet, you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, this pill, that pill. And you say, well, now make sure you don't get them mixed up. Well, when you eat them all, they do to get mixed up inside of you. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Do you? It's the truth. Isn't that right? No. You can order a steak. You can order French fries. You can order. But when you eat it, it all gets together on the inside. Well, I'm telling you, there's but one body, and the Spirit of God brought it together in Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Give him a praise. Give him a praise.
Thank you.
I thought, Lord, here it is. Many members, but that one body. Here, I said, Lord, I've seen it more and more. I heard the pastor talking about that pulling, about that world, everything, trying to creep into it. You know, today, life insurance, car, all of this, this and that. This got to be done. That got to be done. And we're running around. It's like, I don't know if you ever saw a chicken get its head cut off. It's a flopping and running around everywhere. It don't have no head no more, do you? Well, I'm telling you, this body has to have the head. The head is Christ. My God, somebody. Come on, church. It's running out of time. We must be about his business. We must be. Oh, God. I like the gospel pill. I like the prescription in this book.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you, there's fear, then go to love. Because perfect love casteth out fear.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now.
Come on.
He that feareth, his love is not perfect.
Yes.
Have you ever read that over in John? Well, I can tell you, God did not give us. Now, there is a fear of him. Hear me now. I don't fear that devil. Oh, Lord, if I feared that devil, I'd be doing everything he wanted me to do. He'd tell me, do this or I'll kill you. Well, I tell you right now, this book said he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, my God. People, if I don't get that, I don't know what I'm going to do. If I don't get that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I've got. I can tell you what, get this. There's a prescription here. What is it? There's fear, get love. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Love casts it out. Oh, do you hear me, God? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
Get a prescription, read it, get it on the inside, and it will seal out the outside. God,
come
do
on.
You hear that? Oh, you know, even though when the Lord said to Paul, be not afraid, Paul, no man is set upon you, for I'm with you. I'm with you down there. Oh, God. If we would only go to that book. Well, I got a prescription for that. If I don't take that, I'll die. Well, I can tell you right now, you got to take this. This is eternal life. You know, I'm not against having medicine, Dad. But I can tell you, don't allow that to rule your life. Don't allow that. Hear me. Do you hear me? We got to have money. But I can tell you that money don't rule my life. You got to pay your bills. I understand that. I understand that too. We got to do that when we go to these places. It's in the thousands to go there. But I'm not down there. How am I going to make it, Lord? What am I going to do? I could hear him say, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory." I can tell you, Chase, all of these banks, they're poor compared to the riches of God in heaven. He's not up there wondering, getting nervous, saying, "Well, you know, if I don't get that to him, what have I done?" I'm telling you, he don't look to that world for nothing. He looks to his church, who's the author and finisher of his faith. Oh, Lord God. You know, if you owned these big banks around here, you wouldn't say, I need to get a credit card. You own the banks. Hear me what I'm saying? Well, I can tell you, my God supplies us all of our needs. Do you hear me? When that, I said, "Oh God." In God's word, this so wonderful word says right here, I could say this to every one of us, and I know it's God saying it, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Oh God, I've read in this book, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Paul was in shipwrecks, he was hurting, snake bit, all of this, drugged through the streets, stoned, but he got back up. His job, his ministry was not done. He had a work to do. We all got a work to do. We've got something to say. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Yeah. I'm not ashamed. It is the power of God. I believe that. How do you know that? I know the power is on the inside. The power is on the inside. I can tell you, he said in this book, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Oh, do you hear that?
Yeah.
I can tell you. You'll be here as long as God wants you here.
Amen.
Amen. Do you hear that? You hear that? You hear that? Look, I say this in love to you. Look what's happening to suicide. Look at the murder. Look at that fear. Do you hear me what I'm saying? People, all of this, that's the devil. Can we not see he's working overtime?
Amen.
Can't we see that while we're sleeping, he's a killing, he's a murdering, he's a stealing? That's his nature. He comes to put that fear in our life. He comes here to get us, oh Lord God, our minds from above to get it set down here.
Amen.
Do you hear me? I'm passing through here. God would say to all of us, your life is but a vapor.
That's
you're
right.
Here one day and you're gone the next day. Oh my God, I can tell you, I will not read my obituary in the newspaper. Do you hear me? But I will know that my name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. Well, glory, this gospel has defeated everything.
Amen.
Death, hell, and the grave. He holds the keys to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't say, "Upon this small hill I build my church." Hello? He didn't say, "Upon this rock, just this rock only." He's talking about his word, brother.
Come on.
He's talking about years ago, a little boy. A lot of my family come from down in the mountains in Kentucky where the sunshine hardly got into it. Hear me what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm in Big Mountain, Pineville, Kentucky. Little boy down there. And I never got too tall, but anyway, about that, I mean, I was a little feller, mean as can be. And I look at them big mountains. I said, "I'm going to climb that thing." I'd start up that mountain. I'm way, way up there. You know, a little kid about believes anything somebody tells, especially old timers telling them. You hear me what I'm saying? Way, 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 way up on that thing. This is back in the 50s. Tell you about how old I'm getting to be. Way up there was gigantic rock. And you could see the chain, big old chain. Took so many mules back then to take that chain up that mountain. And they drove that chain and that big rock over to that other rock hanging over it. And I don't know if it was just, but they apparently thought back then, if that rock comes rolling down that mountain, it will completely destroy Pineville, Kentucky, which is just a little hole in the wall. They finally got a McDonald's in there. Come on now, come on, that's the truth. Little bitty place. I said, I'm going to go up there. I can tell you, my imagination was bigger than me. Only about 4'8" or 9", but my imagination was bigger than me. Well, I can tell you, I serve a big God.
Come on.
I serve the one that the heavens declare His glory. I serve the one, when I look at the clouds, I see the dust of His feet. I serve the one that holds everything in the palm of His hand. I serve the one, oh, that I stepped in His hand and He keeps me. He watches over me. He takes care of me long as I do what He wants me to do.
Come on, amen.
You know, I used to be crazy about sports. I was crazy. Got to be careful there, because there's something always want to pull you back.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You can be 80 years old and still have things to draw you back if you're not careful.
That's right.
It's true. You know, if the world can go to a football game.
Come on.
Zero snow a flying.
Yeah.
Their hair's purple, green, red, orange.
Yeah.
And they don't have nothing on the top of their body. If there wasn't no law, they wouldn't have nothing on the bottom of their body. Come on now, they go crazy. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
They go crazy. I'm serious, they go crazy. Well, I'm telling you, God's looking for lively stones in the house of God.
Amen.
God's looking for somebody that can say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm not ashamed of the house of God. Oh my God, it must be a house of prayer. It's not the building, it's you and me.
Amen.
It's you and me walking and talking and fellowshipping with God.
Amen.
My wife back there, she said at times, she's been saying too much lately. She said, do you love me? I said, I married you, didn't I? Lord said, do you love me? Go to church, Donna. What do you do the rest of the week?
Come on.
Come on now. Amen, brother. We got...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they will spend hours and hours and hours and hours, and you can't hardly pull them away from it. Oh, if we'd only spend hours in this right here.
Oh, yes.
We'd be walking upon the mountains. And then in the valley, I shall fear no evil, for the Lord is with me.
Amen.
Oh, He'll bless me coming, and He blesses me going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, He wants to bless us, but He wants obedience to the church of the living God. He died for the church. We must die. Listen to me. He died for the church. In return, we must die for Him.
Oh, amen.
It has to be that. It must be. If I seek this old miserable life, that old man, I'll die. You hear me what I'm saying? But if I seek Him, His promises are new every day,
amen.
Pastor. Oh, you know, I tell you, some people, I've heard this, and I don't mean to be mean, but I know what God shows me. Say, how many wish the Lord just come right now? Raise your hand. Hands go up everywhere. Well, there's two ways you're going to go. You're either going to die to go be with Him, or when He comes for the glorious church. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen. Say, oh yes, I'll go anytime. He's ready. His will be done right now if He wants to take me. All of a sudden, got a... Oh, I don't want to die. Oh, I don't want to die. Get me to the hospital. Oh, Lord God. Come on, church. Come on. I can tell you right now, if they had hearts down there waiting on you, if it's time for you to go with the Lord, nothing is going to stop it.
Amen.
Nothing's going to stop
Amen.
It. To be absent from the body. I know right now He's in you and me that belongs to Him. Do you hear that? Thank God. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. If they can scream and holler over a pigskin, a little bitty pigskin running up and down the field, paying men millions of dollars. Hear me what I'm saying. Oh, that football game didn't die for me. That baseball game didn't die for me. That movie stars didn't die for me. Man didn't die for me. But Christ died for me. He died for you and me, that we could have life. Lord, for God so loved the world, He gave His very best, His only begotten Son. that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Eternal life. Eternal. It sounds like a little word, but it's a lot bigger than you think.
Yeah. Amen.
Eternal. Do you know we're going to live somewhere?
We are.
Heaven or hell.
That's right.
A lot of churches don't even want to pray.
Come on, amen.
My wife told me, when she told me about it, I said, is that right, honey? Well-known preacher. These preachers are starting to compromise.
Yep.
Listen, church. We must endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
This is sound doctrine.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
No, I didn't come here in a buggy. I didn't come here on a horse. But I come here in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I come here for there's something on the inside. It's like a wineskin. If it don't have a vent, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. And Linda, she's canned some squash, I believe it was. And she got it all. She did everything she's supposed to. Sealed it up. And you hear it. It's sealed. But brother and sister, long as we stay sealed in Christ.
Yes,
amen. Oh, do you hear me? And I can tell you, be sealed, and that seal is Christ. I love what he said to those disciples. And like that she cans them garden things and that. And here she looked at one of them and somehow it popped. Mm-hmm. Nobody opened it up. Something on the inside made out the outside.
Yeah.
And ooh, when you open it up, oh Lord, it stunk rotten like something. I mean, a buzzard might not eat it. I'm telling you, it was so rotted. I couldn't believe it. But it was good when it went in.
Yeah.
Something got out. Let's get in Christ and stay in Christ.
Amen. Come on.
Buried in his death, but resurrected in his likeness.
Amen.
Lord and my God. That ought to cause, oh Lord, a Baptist or a Catholic to shout a while. Come on. Yeah, I just don't believe in all of that. Well, if it's in there, you better believe every word of it and live by every word of it.
Amen.
Don't shout me down now. Hear me what I'm saying. Something, I don't like hair. It's good for your eyes. I don't care. I don't like it anyway. I don't like some of that preaching. Don't try to make God the fit in your life.
Come on.
Hear me what I'm saying. He must be everything. I marry her. I wanted all of her. Well, we're married to Christ.
Amen.
And that bride, she must be ready. She must be ready. The spirit of fear. God's not giving you that spirit.
Amen.
There are people today on so many tranquilizers, so much medicine and that today, they're hooked on it. I'm telling you, we need to get hooked on Jesus.
Come on.
I'm not putting down your... But I'm telling you, I can tell you right now, the Bible says in this book, even when they got out there and they saw him, they feared. They had fear.
Yeah.
I can tell you, they had fear. It's going to come. But the danger what fear does, it counts... Fear cancels faith. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Fear will cancel faith. But we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our by faith. Without it, it's impossible to please God. Do you hear that? It has to be. It must be. It's got to be that. Our faith overcomes the world, Pastor. Our faith overcomes the world. Do you hear that? Our faith is greater. If I have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, I can say to that mountain, the thing that's coming against me, the thing that's standing against me, trying to stop me, that grain, that seed of faith, I can say to that mountain. Now, that don't mean get smoky mountains in your backyard. It don't work that way. Hear me what I'm saying? But if, that word is a dangerous word, but it's in there. If thou canst believe,
yes,
few things are possible.
Some things.
All things. All things. All things. You can say, how am I going to pay my bills? Cast your care upon him. Lord, I've come to you. There's times, and I know this, I've got down and prayed. Nothing, Nothing. And it's been many times, and that gets me troubled. I can tell you, church, once you know the Spirit of God, and all of a sudden, it feels like he withdraws himself a little bit. Lord, 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 Lord. I tell you, I can't take it. I just can't take it. I said, Lord, have I said something wrong? Did I look at something the wrong way? Did this happen? Because I can tell you right now, I love what David said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. He knew what it would be like. But today, church, listen, joy, joy. You may weep today, you may weep tonight, you may weep. I know the scripture says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Well, I can tell you I wept more than one night. You hear me what I'm saying? I've wept and I've cried in that, but I can tell you right now, joy, if you hold on, the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you lose that joy to hear the word of God, it don't hardly mean nothing to you. Do you hear me? It was joy, great joy to David for the word of God. He found his word and he ate it. It meant more to him because he knew that was Christ, the Son of God. In this book, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, brother, there's going to be some valleys out there. There's going to be some mountaintop. I like the mountains. I can see farther. But I can tell you, if there's no valley, there'll be no mountain. Do you hear me? But I've learned to grow in the valley that gives me strength to climb to the mountain. Do you hear me? My Lord, he was in the valley. He's down there praying at the Garden of Gethsemane. Death is coming on him. Sin is going to take it upon him. And there, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Never let. Not my will, but thy will be done. 3 times he prayed that. But when he got up, he knew the will of Father. He knew what he had to do. Get ready your will and you'll find a greater will.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I've got my own will. Yeah, you do. You can choose this day. You can come to church this morning. You can open this book up if you want to. You can pray if you want to. But I love what Paul said. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. We're living in that time, brother. We're living in that time. And the devil has rocked a lot of the church asleep.
Yeah.
Amen. You know why? That devil puts things out there that attracts the flesh.
Right.
Amen. And when that heart's not right with God, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's God Almighty. I search the heart and the reins to give to every man according to his work. I can tell you, I read just recently the book of Solomon. I read about him, and I went there into Ecclesiastics. A time to live, a time to die, a time to build, time to plant. That's how God made this. That's how God made it. You don't go out there and try to pick sweet corn now. It's over with. Hear me what I'm... If you didn't plant it back in there, guess what? You wait too long, you might as well forget it too. Do you hear me? That's just the way it is. Everything has its time. Well, we must be instant in season and out of season. We must be ready right now. You know, well, I'm planting this, if it be the Lord's will. All such boasting beyond that, it's evil. I'm telling you. The sister back there said, I'm 85 years old. Some people say, I'm 85 years young. I'm not too far from Moses, but I'm headed that direction. In this book. I mean, do you believe God could keep you here as long as he wants to?
Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
You could have a beard dragging the ground. How old are you? Guinness Book of Records come looking for you. I'm telling you, it's true. I'm serious now. Is anything too hard for God?
No.
Didn't he ask, here's Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? I'm going to take a fifth on that, brother. Because I may say something wrong, have to repent. You know what a fifth is? Sometimes, you know, you can say something to the judge and right there, you just judge yourself. Yeah. Amen. If you know, I've heard the lawyer says, well, you know, best thing to do. Everybody's innocent till proven guilty. Brother, this word proves us innocent or guilty. Comes up there, and the lawyer says, I tell you, best thing to do. just go ahead and just admit you're wrong. All they're going to do, we done talked to the judge and all that. If you just been only 3 days and $500 fine. But if you say you're innocent and they got to go through all of that, it's going to be a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. You've heard about that, haven't you? And so the best thing to do, well, fear comes in. If you're innocent, tell them you're innocent. But if you're guilty, say, I'm guilty. But be honest. Amen now. Amen. I can tell you, as I was reading there in Ecclesiastes, a time, a purpose, a time, a person, all down through there. And here was the richest man, spoke about her going there. When she went there to see all what heard about it, only it's not even half what been told about you. Everything. He had whatever his eye desired, he had.
Had it.
He had whatever. What can you do with 1,000 some women? I'm telling you, he had it all. He had it all, brother. But he kept wanting more and more and more and more and more. But one time, when he was young with a tender heart, he said to the Lord, when the Lord said, ask me, what do you want, Solomon? He said, I want understanding. I want wisdom. Yes, he asked for the thing that pleased God. What do you want? If God would come to you tonight, even in this message, and ask you, what do you want? You heard my word. Now, what do you want? I can tell you one. I want more and more and more of Him and none of me. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I want, God looks down in this church right today. He knows every name. I don't have an idea how many hairs is on our heads in here. There's a lot of hairs here. Hear me what I'm saying? But God loves us so much, I can tell you, He counted and knows every hair numbered on your head. My Lord, He knows that. He goes to the sparrow's funeral. Dear Lord, I've been in Europe. Sparrows are all over the world. He could have said something else. He could have said an eagle, but He said a sparrow. They're everywhere. I can tell you, He knows everything about us. And He wants you and me to know everything about Him. My God, do you hear me? That's what He wants. I said, Lord God, you know, it's the same when you're going to get married and the wife don't show up to the wedding. Well, I can tell you, that bridegroom is going to show up.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, to the bride, brother. Is she ready? Is she ready? He said, be you ready, for in the hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And as the pastor was saying earlier, he gave one of the signs of His coming. He said that the cares of this life, all of this is coming upon the world. Fear will come upon them. But if our affections, our hearts are totally in Him, just, Lord, give me a transplanted heart. Give me your heart and take mine. Amen to God. This heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. I love you, Lord. We say a lot here, but how much do we do here? I thought, Lord, Solomon, all that he had, how much more did he need? And then he said, well, when I die, who am I going to leave it to? Who am I going to leave all? And then what's he going to do with it? Who's going to take care of all? And he kept saying, vanity, 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 vanity. You ought to read how many vanities he said in that book. You get a calculator out. Hear me, vanity, vanity, vanity. Everything, vanity, vanity. Vexation of spirit, vexation of spirit, vexation of spirit, vexation. But he said at the end of it all, he wrote one of the greatest, I know God gave all that to him. He had such understanding. He said, I kept all of this. And he had the temple built, everything. He was a man of peace, do you hear me? All of this, and at the end of it, he said, let us, that includes you and me, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be evil or whether it be my good. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Oh my God. When the devil comes, don't tell him, oh devil, you're killing me. Tell the devil, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
I hear people say this, just as sure as the world, I'm going to catch a cold. Hello. Oh, ouch, ouch, ooh me. Oh, I got a pain. I wonder if that's cancer. The world's going crazy with this. The doctors are passing out prescriptions left and right. Our young people are bound on these drugs. Their minds is gone. They're so addicted. They're so bound by darkness. But we, the church, must be the salt of the earth. We have the antidote. We have exactly, a sound mind. A sound mind, the mind of Christ. When everything's going wrong, we can stand up like Paul on a ship and said, an angel of the Lord spoke to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Everybody, abide in the ship. Do you hear me? Oh my God. Let's abide in Christ. How do you do it? Abide in me and my words abide in you. Ask what you will and it shall be given to you.
Amen.
Oh, we ought to be shouting around. Wait.
Amen, come on.
We ought to be walking the pews. You ever seen anybody walk pews?
Yeah.
I, one time I was going across through, don't misjudge me now. I'm going across them pews. Next thing you know, I think the pew went over. I guess they didn't have it fastened down. Hello. Yeah, that's not my, what could I say? That's just not my personality. Oh, let me follow you for a few days. I say, oh, you got a big personality. You've been talking about that singer a lot more than you've been talking about Christ.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. As a preacher, one time he's alive. Matter of fact, we've been to his church years ago down in Panama, Florida. Multi-million dollar church. Millions of dollars in that church. Fellowship. Humongous. Big country. Big choir. I mean, a wonderful brother I've known for years. I wonder when that hurricane hit, he wasn't too far from the ocean there. The Gulf. And I thought, well, I wonder. I was in Kentucky not too long ago preaching. And the pastor said, I want to show you something. Only the pastor's wife showed it to me first. She said, look at that. You ought to see that multi millions of dollar building. Tore to pieces. And church, state of the art. Millions and millions of dollars. That hurricane hit that. Some people could say, Lord, why? Why? And what apparently he said, looking at it all of it, church is gone, the place is just torn. It's just devastated. Water in it, everything. They asked him, why? He said, there's a tomorrow. Yeah. But today's the day of salvation. Mm-hmm. One of the most dangerous words in our tongue. Church, in your tongue is the power of life and death.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Be careful how you use it. Amen. It can curse you or it can bless you. Amen. Speak the word of Christ. Fear is going to come. It's hit me many times. And it's real. It's so real. Not only that come, you can actually feel it.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Amen. One of your loved ones, oh God, yes, we pray. But let me say this. perfect love casteth out fear. And you know who that perfect love is? The author and finisher of this book, Jesus Christ. Solomon, and all his eye, his ear, never satisfied this mortal world. Isn't that something the eyes never feel? You can look at the world, but you still could see more. The ear, just go, you've heard that, goes in one ear and out the other. Hello. When you hear the word of God, let it go in.
Yeah.
When it gets in there, do this. Now it's down here.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because there's times you get around people. A lot of people are looking for somebody to tell you all their troubles. Mm-hmm. And when you go out, you come in with joy, 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 rejoicing. The joy of the Lord's my strength. And then when you leave, you go, mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Lord, help her, Lord. Why are you at it? Help me too. It's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
It is the truth. You think, Lord. Somebody should get out of here. Devil, get out of here in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God did not give us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
But yet there is a spirit of fear of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The Bible says, the fear of God, men depart from evil. The fear of God is wisdom. The fear of God is knowledge. The fear of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runs there and they're safe. In the confidence of the Lord is fear, I can tell you. That's a fountain, amen to God. And if I fear Him, oh Lord God, I walk humbly, I walk gently. Because I can tell you, He can take you in a moment.
That's right.
And there ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Sure. Church, when we go to these countries, think, well, I hope this plane makes it. Well, if it does or if it don't, I don't want to die. I really don't want to die. I want to preach this gospel. I thought to myself, Lord, time's running out. I opened this book up. My wife has said to that well-known preacher on television, big ministry. The person came to him and said, you offended me what you preached. He said, well, what was it? Concerning homosexuality and that. I say this to you in love. A homosexual does not love God. They can say it. If you don't keep His commandments, you do not love Him.
Amen.
True. Amen. True. Amen. So what the preacher said, well, if it offends you, I'll no longer preach it. No, you got to tell them, if a man, if I know there's a trap out there, it's my responsibility to tell that man the wages of sin is death.
Yes, sir.
But the gift of God, you know, I've even been showed the door and opened up and said, now go on out. It hurts, it hurts. They said, brother, you're judging me. Whatever's in this book is what judges
you. That's right.
Yes, that's
amen to God. Not that I'm saying, well, this is my opinion. I like to say this is what the Word of God says.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. It's the truth. It's the truth. And you say, yeah, but you've got to tell them. No. When they tell you they're going to go to heaven living a life of sin, adultery, fornication, liars, you've got to give them this word and say, no, all that do such shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
That's the, you say, well, yeah, but I love them. Do you love them more than God? You can't love them more than God. It's
amen.
Only God in you that can love them that way. I like what the Lord said, because I tell you the truth. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to do that to Paul. But Paul said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A lot of times, brother, when it hits home, that's when it's hard to tell them. You know what I'm saying? You know why? You love them. But God would say to every one of us, I love them more than you.
Yes.
Tell them the truth, son, because it's the truth that will set a man free. Amen. I can tell you, if I was in prison, and they came to me, and that man had a key, he said, you want out of here? Well, let me think about it. That's the same way. Paul was a prisoner in Christ. You want out of this, Paul? Nope. You don't want out of this, Paul? Nope. Why? It's no longer Paul. I'm a prisoner. That's what I read to you this morning. Paul was a prisoner. But I know who held the key. Of death and hell. And I know that when Christ said to Peter, when Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thy Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood. See, flesh and blood says a lot of things. It takes the spirit. For the words I speak, they are what? Spirit and life. And that's what we need. The flesh and spirit. Light and darkness. False and truth. God, the devil. We make choices every day, don't we?
Yes, sir.
There was a preacher. He was sitting in the, he went into the, I guess, the dentist office. And he got, you know how you can sit there and they go, after they give you a needle, they kind of go about other patients, I guess. And he's sitting there and he's looking around. And, boy, I hate them things in my mouth. I mean, I can't stand them. Some people say, well, I don't like that preaching either. I don't like, he don't have the love of God in him. If he did, he wouldn't have said that about me. If it's in the book, it's you. If you're guilty, you're guilty. Amen. And he's sitting there looking around, he saw this little bitty chart up there, and it says, flaws, only them you want to keep. I finally got a hold of that. Just floss them you want to keep. Well, I love them. Church, let's not be ashamed of the testimony.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of Pastor.
Come on.
I'm not ashamed of Paul's testimony.
Amen.
He's a man of God.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of Peter's testimony.
No.
I'm not ashamed of John's testimony.
Bless you.
I'm not ashamed of the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I don't want to hear him say, Son, I'm ashamed of you. I say, why? Because you're ashamed of me.
Come on.
You ever read that in the Bible?
Yeah.
If I'm ashamed of him, some of my family's done things that I've been very ashamed of. I've done things in my past the devil brings back. I am very ashamed.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And don't you think for a moment he ain't going to come to your house. Sometimes he's there waiting on you. And a lot of times he sure comes to he likes to come to a church.
Yeah.
But let's give no praise to the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Give him a praise offering. Give him a praise.